This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Greetings, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking, and it's good to be with you today and to have a message from the Bible. Today I want to read from the book of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and chapter 1, Ephesians 1. And at the end of verse 19, we read these words, "The working of his mighty power," that is the power of God, "which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet," that is the feet of Christ, "and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." I want to think today about the mighty power of God, the mighty power of God. As we read these verses, we are reminded of a Christ who was dead. And is that not a strange thought, to think of Christ being dead, when we read in the scriptures who he is in himself? We read that he was life. In John 1 verse 4 it says, "In him was life." Then in John 14 and verse 6 he says, "I am the life." In John chapter 6 and verse 33, it says, "He gives life to the world." And so here is the one who is life. Here is the one who has life. Here is the one who gives life. But the same one was dead. So how can it be, or what was the reason for this one who is life and has life and gives life? Why was he dead? Well, the Bible tells us why he was dead. It says that he died for our sins. There was no cause of death in him. He was not himself subject to death, because as we read in our Bibles, we discover that sin brings death. We read that concerning Adam. We read concerning him that it was through him that sin entered into the world. And death because of sin, and death is spread through all humanity because all sinned. And so all who have fallen, all who have followed Adam and Eve, have followed him into sin, and we're all descendants of Adam and Eve. But there was one exception in this world, and that was the person of Christ, who was not a physical descendant through any human father, because he didn't have a human father. He had a human mother. And so the Bible is very clear concerning the sinlessness of Christ. It even says that in him there is no sin, but he died. So then we ask, why? If he was not subject to death, if he was not under the death sentence, then why did he die? Well, the Bible says that he died for our sins. And that is the gospel message, the good news of God, to tell us that although we are under death, and we are under death because of our sins, but out of love, God sent his Son. And out of love, the Son of God came, and he was even so loving to go to the awful cross of Calvary to die for our sins. And the Bible says that he died for our sins and that he was buried. But we read here in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 19 about the working of God's mighty power. The enemies of Christ, they were delighted when he died, because they were so opposed to him. When he came to them, he came to present himself as the Messiah of the Jewish people. He presented himself as the Son of God, but these Jewish people didn't believe him. These people demanded his death, and eventually he did die. And they called him by a terrible name after his death. They said, "That deceiver said when he was alive that he would rise again." What a terrible name that they called him, that deceiver, the one who was the truth. They said, "He's that deceiver." But they wanted to make sure that his dead body would stay in the tomb. And they wanted to make sure that the disciples of Christ wouldn't come and steal his body and tell the people that he's risen from the dead. And so everything was done that was able to be done to ensure that the dead body of Jesus would stay in the tomb. And the Jews did what they could do, and the Roman guard was appointed to keep watch over the tomb of Christ. But we think of their power, we could think of the power of the Roman authorities and the power of the Jewish authorities, but these powers could not compare with the mighty power of God, which God worked in Christ to raise him from the dead. And so Christ, who was dead, he rose again from the dead to live again, but not only to live again on earth, according to these words in Ephesians chapter 1, to ascend to God's right hand. That's what we read here, how that he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. And so today, Christ has ascended to the right hand of God in heaven. And the right hand in Scripture is very important. Of course, we know about the right hand and the left hand. But in the Bible, the right hand is the greatest position. And what a contrast it was to the place that the ungodly and the religious people of the world gave him. The people of this world, they gave him the worst position. They gave him the cross. But God gave him the greatest position. God gave him the position at his own right hand, the greatest of all positions. And we read that God has put all things under his feet. And God has given him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And so we think of the great position today that Christ occupies. He is back where he was before. Philippians chapter 2 tells us that he was in the form of God, and it tells us of who he was and where he was, but it also tells us of where he came to the extremity of the death of the cross. But God has highly exalted him and given him the position that is above all other positions. So what a great person is the person of Jesus Christ, and what a great thing it was that he would die for us, and what a great thing that God has done for him to raise him and to exalt him, to give him the position of his own right hand, and to bless a people who believe in Christ. You see, here we read in Ephesians chapter 1 about Christ being the head of the church. There's a head and there's a body. Christ is the head, and the body are all those people who believe in Christ. When we think about a head and a body that are joined together as part of one life, so it is that those who believe in Jesus Christ are part of himself, that will never be separated through all eternity. And all things are under the feet of Christ, with the exception of his body, which is actually part of himself. And we even see a picture of this in the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. Adam was first formed, and then Eve, she was not taken from his head to lord over him. She was not taken from his feet to be trampled upon by him, but she was taken from his side, near to his heart, to be one with him. And what a blessed picture this is of Christ and the church. But sadly, not all are part of it. Only those who believe in Jesus Christ. Let's remember again why he was dead. Let's remember that it was because of us. Let's remember that it was because of our sins. But not only was he dead and buried, he rose again and was ascended into heaven. And all who trust in him are saved, and all who trust in him become part of him, part of his body, and eventually will be where he is in the heavenly places far above all. What a blessed prospect and what a blessed position indeed today spiritually for all who believe in Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You're welcome to contact me on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.